sounds like a mamash pella. Mitzrayim sold the land for food to Yosef, and it says Saam hever laorim mikfem kumusrat katzayu. He made the whole Mitzrayim get up from where they lived and change places to move someplace else. They should all go to Golis. On the surface, because Rashi says they should realize it's not your land anymore. But Rashi, what was the real kavanah? Rashi says, "Odachak shvachu shal Yosef shechavin lahazir cherpa mi'alach echav shal yud kvar nosim goylim." That Tzim should not call them that the people from Golis. So made all the time going to Golis. So therefore, they can't make fun of the brothers anymore. I mean, you might say Pashtus. We're talking about here tens, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Mitzrayim, Mitzriach families to go rip up from there where they're living, to go live other places, take all their belongings, everything. You'd say, well, because of the few, of the relatively few, small amount of Yidden, that Chayshish, that maybe it'll have some kind of Bizoyan, they can call them Goylim. People that are greener, they call them greener, yeah, you come from, if you don't belong here. I would say that, well, the shift they call them, such big Bali Midas, so they call them Goylim. Therefore, you're going to Matriach millions of people to be Oiker. The problem is we don't understand what a Hergish of a Yid is and of godless, what Shivta Kar is. The word says in the Dorim, Tafnun, Yom Shechayach Bar Rebbe, Bar Panus Al Olam, a day that Rebbe smiled or laughed, Peronis came to the world. And therefore made the whole thing with Levi, don't make him laugh, because if he made him laugh, Peronis came to the world. We won't go into the depth of the Gemara, but on this in itself, because the Mefarshim learned, because Rebbe, if he put laugh, we smile, it was a Hesach Hadass, and everybody said, Hashem, as we said, something like the summit, he had this Gevaldik and Vekas, because it's broken called Rega Verega, and he did not want any Hesach Hadass, but then he said, Hesach Hadass, the prayers came to the world, because the Hashpah, because it's broken to the whole world, was told in Rebbe. In his door, the God Lador, was told in him very, very strongly. And any Hesach Hadass, any miut, any lack of this Gvalik and Vekas would cut off part of that Shabbat to the world that Hashem was giving because of Rebbe. Rebbe would smile, laugh, chuckle. He met Peronis when they got to Mel, Peronis brought Lailam. Think of the Siv Teka. The Rekhaim Mishri, some negative summit. They had Kasedit, they could. Dvekas and Gadish Borchu, no Hesach Hadass. If they would have any type of bezoyin or cherpa, they would feel not comfortable because they're being called Goylim. That would be some type of Hesach Hadass. That was Rebbe's Chiyuch. By then, would be taking away the full extent of the Dvekas HaGadosh Baruch Hu, the Machshava. And therefore, the world would suffer from it. The Mitzvah would suffer from it. But the Mitzvah themselves, when it's Bala Olam, the Mitzvah themselves would be suffering if the Mitzvah Teka had his Achadas. The Mitzvah would be like the summit. Yosef was doing it a time for Mitzvah, probably more than for the Mitzvah Teka. Who knows how to measure which was more, but whatever it meant to the Shifteka of the Hesach Hadass, it meant very much to Mitzrayim that they should have Peronis coming to them. This Maritika Musar Haskell, we're living over here, so we are not in the Madrega of Shvisa Hashem like Rebbe in the Shifteka of Shneitzach, but we have to take this and apply it to our times of Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but by davening, by learning, by doing a mitzvah, at least during those times, to focus, not to be Masir Das, as much as we can, to try. Because when we're davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're learning, we're bringing Shechina to the world, we're being Mestabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillah, Lashon, and Dveikus. Biggest Dveikus for the person learning, and Elchot Dveikus Godel Mizeh, like the Nefesh HaChayim says, what we're learning. So, everybody for their Seder Madrega, we shouldn't be Mesech Das. The times we're not supposed to. Through the Lord, through the Seder, through the Davening. We're doing a mitzvah to focus on the mitzvah, to doing the mitzvah of Hashem. And not to be sidetracked with things that are not important. And through that, the whole Hashpa will be minimized. And we really want to maximize the Hashpa when we're davening and learning and doing a mitzvah. Hope everybody had a great Aliyah of Chanukah. Let's not forget it so fast. Even we're mischazik, let's be mischazik in the davening, our learning, our Shabbos, our mitzvahs, to focus and not to be misrashal, but try to bring the full amount of Hashpa possible. Hagun Shabbos, Kol Tov.